Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doug Peterson is brought to you by AAA. Roadside is our strong side. Make AAA part of your game plan at AAA.com. Before the coach checks in, I do want you to hear the thing that rankled an entire city after the game. And here's Doug talking about the Dolphins.
It's a good football team. I'm telling you, it's a good football team. Record does not indicate anything about them at all. They're well coached. It's a disciplined group. They play hard. You see that on film. And even some of the games that, you know, obviously their record, again, doesn't show that, but these guys battle for 60 minutes, and we knew that coming down here.
Did the Eagles battle for 60 minutes? Because all the stats indicate that they're one of the worst teams in the National Football League. And on the line with us is the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Angelo.
Doug, I want to just say this before we start today. You know how much I respect you. You know how much I love that you brought a Super Bowl to this team. But yesterday, the level of anger and frustration in the city shared by me are over the top. We are beyond belief angry about it. How are you feeling right now about it?
Angelo, I'm with you. I'm disgusted. I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm probably more so mad at myself. You know, I feel like the things that I mentioned after the game, things I mentioned even to the team about our discipline, our consistency, the lack of that showed up in this football game. That's on me. And that's why I'm disappointed, because I felt like, and I think most people felt like, we were the better football team. We had been playing good defense going into this game. Our offense was getting healthier. And so there were some positives going into this football game. And that's why I look back at it, and even having watched it again this morning, that just is not, it's not who we are. It's not who I am as a coach. It's not how we teach things, and that's something that it starts with me, and I got to get that fixed this week heading into the Giants game.
Doug, if you could do the whole week of prep over again, would you change a lot of what you did?
No, I wouldn't. I would still go about the week the same way and prepare the same way. I really felt like the guys had a really good week of practice. Like I said, we were getting some guys back healthy that practiced this week, you know, our receivers, to mention a couple. And so I wouldn't do anything differently from that standpoint. No.
All right. Well, you know, one of the things that rankled me and the fan were you saying after the game that you thought the Dolphins were a good football team, when all the statistics indicate quite the opposite. Doug, you don't honestly believe that, do you?
Look, on paper it says one thing, on the film it says another, and I know they're struggling, you know, as a football team, 2-9 going into yesterday's game. I guess the thing that I have over, say, you know, the fans or you for that matter, is the fact that I get to watch all their games on tape and see the improvement from this football team. This is a well-coached football team. I give them a lot of respect. This is the National Football League. They played harder than we did. And that's why I said that I'm disappointed, because of that they wanted this one a little bit more than we did. And they made the plays and we didn't. And that's what it boiled down to. We had 10 accepted penalties, Angelo, in this football game. We were an undisciplined football team that cost us in multiple situations that, quite frankly, are unacceptable by me.
Hey, Doug, what you just said was extremely honest. Most coaches won't say that the other team wanted it more. As a fan here, we're going to have a hard time computing that, because you guys were playing for a lot more than the Dolphins were. Can you give me a theory as to why they wanted it more than you did?
Well, I just think you look at certain plays. I don't think overall that was the key. I just think you look at certain plays. I mean, Devontae Parker elevating and making a play, you know, their tight end making a play. you know, we had people in position, and yet they made the play we didn't. And it doesn't come down to, and I told the team this after the game, it doesn't, our effort, you know, in the football game, we played hard, we played tough. It's none of that. It's the fact that they made the plays and we didn't. And we were in position a couple times. And so, again, some of those, I look at some of the penalties that that cost us in situations. And this is why we all hear players and coaches have to look ourselves in the mirror today and this week and consciously make a decision that that we're going to change and get it fixed this week.
So you're saying that the coaching staff did not properly motivate the team, nor did the leaders of the team?
I'm saying that it's my responsibility, Angelo. Don't read into that. I'm saying it's my responsibility. It's not the coaches or the players. I'm in charge of this football team, and it's my responsibility to get this team prepared.
Okay, Doug, another thing you said that upset us was that your team was prepared for trick plays, and boy, it did not look prepared at all on the touchdown pass from the punter to the place kicker. Tell me, now that you've looked at that, what did you say?
Yeah, so looking at it again this morning, we had, you know, and this is something that we knew going into this game. And I, quite honestly, this was probably the most that a team had been willing to try trick plays, whether punt team, you know, extra points, the onside kicks, things of that nature. And you put the tape on this morning, and we had it wired, we had it gloved, and we just had, you know, it was Josh Sweat on their, on their kicker that we just failed to execute. And, you know, we tried to make a play on the, on their other kicker to, try to get him on the ground. But it's just a matter of just understanding the situation, just doing your job in that situation. And it's something that we continue to work on each week. We prepare for that, and we fail to execute in that situation.
You concerned that it's three straight weeks you got burned on trick plays, Doc?
I think it's something that we got to be aware of. It's something I have addressed the team about that. It's just something that, obviously I think a team would look up and say that, you know, maybe susceptible to that. And we just have to, it's just our awareness of that. And again, you know, knowing the situation, knowing what's on the line, what's at risk or what's at stake, I think, has to heighten our awareness.
Right, Doug, going into the game, the Dolphins were 31st in run defense. You threw the ball 46 times and ran it 19. That doesn't seem logical to the fans. Could you explain it?
Yeah, I think if you look, you know, at the last, I think I threw the ball the last 10 times in the game because it was in kind of a hurry up and because we needed to, you know, get ourselves in position down two scores. So, if you take those out there, you're at, you know, say 36 attempts and all of that. We were moving the ball. I mean, it wasn't from the lack of not moving the football. We had success in the run game. We had success in the passing game. Again, we failed to execute in certain situations that we've got to do better in.
Two pass interference challenges worked yesterday, one by you. Doug, are you going to have to change your philosophy again on whether to challenge them? Because it sounds like they're changing the way they rule on these.
Yeah, it's something that, we continue to work through here. We look at a lot of film on that, on the ones that do get overturned, the ones that even don't get overturned. We have to make, you know, tough in-game conscious efforts, at the time, real time. And so, it worked yesterday. The big one for us was the Nelson catch, up the sideline. It wasn't a DPI OPI situation, but it was a catch that we got, down to the 10-yard line that allowed us to score there. It's something we continue to look at.
Last thing, Doug, you heard the fans, thousands and thousands of Eagles fans are in that building in Miami. What do you say to them after that effort yesterday?
We have to do better, and we will do better. Again, it's my responsibility. So if they're mad, be mad at me. And yet it was exciting, and it was a great crowd yesterday. We were pumped to come out of that tunnel and hear, hear the roars for the Eagles and the chants for the Eagles. And so, you know, obviously they deserve better. And you know, we got a great opportunity this week. We're back at home Monday Night Football against the Giants. We got four division games coming up, and none bigger than this week.
Doug, thank you. We'll talk next week. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Angelo.
Doug Peterson with some he handles it a lot better than Gabe.
Yeah,
I think I asked the hard questions, right?
You did, for sure.
And I try to do it a respectful way. He gave answers, but he kept pointing to himself. And I guess you could do that when you have the job security of winning a Super Bowl 2 years ago, right? But I got to be honest with you, Jonesy. I am still perplexed by I don't buy the run pass thing.
No, I don't either.
You ran
I don't
it seven times in the second half.
But you asked
half.
Him, and he had one. The answer that he gave you was not. It's
right. The good
fits,
football
but it
team.
Work.
Good football team, it's very easy to say subjectively that a team is good even when all their numbers suggest otherwise. Mm-hmm. But no other team did – that team did nothing to any of the opponents that they did yesterday to
Most
the Eagles.
Most points they've scored.
And that can't be what all of a sudden they waited for the Eagles to come in to show they were good.
I do think one thing Doug was telling you is that he had been watching the film, so his team would have been pre-warned that the Dolphins weren't as bad as their record said, and they should have been more prepared for what was coming.
And you dug up an actual story from Miami.
Yes,
they have been the Dolphins have been practicing that trick play all week.
Yep,
and no matter how. You know, it's the semantics Doug uses, they were by no means prepared for that play.
It's the punter, the hack, whatever his name says, it's exactly what we planned for. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, sure, he's a punter. the punter threw a touchdown pass to the kicker.
That's it was
a
career highlight.
And
the career highlight for those guys.
All the way.
Yes.
Doug Peterson call-in was brought to you by Pennsylvania Lottery. Play Secret Santa, the new holiday scratch-off for the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Let's see if the coach helped Anthony at all. Anthony, did that help you at all?
It did not help me at all because he refuses to say that he wants to run the ball more. You know, Lange, since the beginning of 2017 season, this team – this is very interesting, and hopefully he's still listening. This team is 17-2 when they rush the ball for 120 yards or more in a game. 17-2. So they refuse to run the ball as they had the lead for more than half of that game. I don't care who the running backs are. You signed Jay Ajayi for a reason. Run the ball. Please, I beg you, run the ball.
Anthony,
I'm begging.
You are 100% right. And I'm going to do something ignorant.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to put all the blame on Andy Reid. Because
Andy Reid, he's
a protege of Reid. And Reid hates to run the ball.
I was at a game earlier this year at the Link where, and I forget which game it was, but the fans began yelling from the sidelines, run the ball, Andy.
Yeah. No, in all honesty, Anthony, between Reid and now, Peterson, we've endured close to 20 years of coaches who don't like to run the ball, even when it works. This Sanders is having a hell of a year.
You see the numbers I gave you that Zingaro put together?
He's averaging 4.6 yards of carry in the past three games, but has only carried it 40 times. Give him the ball, Ant! 20 times a game! 20!
Chew up some clock. You have the lead. I don't understand it. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
But I blame Andy Reid on it because I hate Andy Reid.
Do you want to know my theory on why coaches don't want to run the ball?
Why?
And it goes to college. I was watching a college team not do it. Because running the ball involves kind of brute force and your line doing it. Passing the ball involves the coach and the quarterback looking like geniuses.
I agree with your premise. Here's the why it didn't work yesterday. And what's his name? Malcolm Jenkins was very upset when somebody mentioned this to him. But they've been playing in windy 35, 40-degree conditions. Uh-huh. Now it's 85 degrees and humid in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
It would be helpful to the defense if, while on offense, you chewed some of the clock up and gave them a chance to catch their breath. But they didn't do it in the second half. And he's saying, well, the last 10 times he threw it, he already was lopsided toward passing when he had a lead.
He was.
He wasn't running
and that
it.
That is a big difference in there, especially in the heat, too. Right.
And let me just say, Merrill Reese and Mike Quick, who were phenomenal in the way they did, they consistently were clamoring for more runs, more runs. Now, why don't I give you a little sampling of their negative remarks during yesterday's game?
You realize the Dolphins have now scored more points on the Eagles' defense than either the Patriots or the Seahawks. These are the 2-9 Dolphins, the 30th ranked offense out of 32 teams in the National Football League.
Yeah, that's bad.
How many penalties?
They just continue to hurt themselves, and that is 10 penalties, 96 yards of penalty.
Today, Ryan Fitzpatrick has outplayed both Brady and Russell Wilson. Would you agree?
Well, from what Brady and Russell Wilson did against this defense, absolutely.
This is really remarkable in the way bad sense. Yep. Listen to the – there's no noise. This place is dead right now with all these Eagles fans shocked by what they're seeing.
And it's on a day when they had an opportunity to get it back to 500, stay in the race with the Cowboys. Now they're going to drop another game.
At least the Cowboys lost to a good team, a very good Buffalo team. The Eagles are losing to a team about to be 3-9. This was supposed to be the gimme.
Yes, this was supposed to be the layup.
I cannot blame any of you for being tremendously disheartened by the way things unfolded this afternoon. I know we are. Eagles are not mathematically dead, but they are in the deepest, deepest trouble. The low point, the most devastating loss of the Doug Peterson era.
Jonesy, how hard is it to be that negative when you are the voices of the team?
It can be really tough, but when you're playing an opponent like that, it would have been like the Flyers losing to the Red Wings in the game that you went over the weekend.
They did not lose, as you assured me. They won 6-1.
Right. But had they been losing that game, those are ones that are really difficult to explain. You can get yourself in some difficult spots. You can feel like you have egg on your face.
Well, now, all right, he's alluding to the fact that Keith Jones hooked me up with tickets to the Black Friday contest.
Nice.
And I loved it because I could take my grandson to their first hockey game with their dad.
A lot of goals.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And that I could experience. I hadn't been to a hockey game in a while. Mm-hmm. And my car got egged. Very seriously.
Get the eggs off the car.
D1, Al. I paid $22. I parked right under the thing that said D1.
Right.
And I came back out, and the omelet was cooking on my hood.
The yolk's on you, buddy.
And unfortunately, because of bad weather, Al, it remains on the hood now.
You got to get it off, or it'll take the paint off.
Could you think I should send Donnelly? Is that something an intern should do?
No, not something you should do. Donnelly's a fish guy. He doesn't know anything about eggs.
All right, Donnelly, you want to take? Donnelly wants to handle it. All right, good.
Exactly,
Donnelly. I get down there and try to get the egg off my hood.
Put some bacon on it.
Hold on, you need my Donnelly. Are you ready to tackle this assignment?
His brain is scrambled.
Yeah, I'll find whoever did it and slap a piece of halibut on.
No, I need to get rid of the egg. Damn it.
If you didn't do it already, you're in trouble.
It's already too late, huh?
Well, if there's little pieces of the shell, it takes the paint off.
I can't exactly call my insurance company and my wife just wrecked a car.
Just get some bacon.
Get the egg off there.
Well, that's what I tweeted.
Oh.
I said, if you're going to smash eggs on there, I like bacon with my eggs.
Buttered toast.
I'm a Twitter expert.
There you go.
888-729-9494. All that was before the Eagles lost.
We were all feeling good. They ruined the whole weekend.
They ruined everything.
It was a great weekend.
Thanksgiving was ruined by your Philadelphia Eagles.
It was.
When we come back, mum was the word from six main Eagle players. We'll talk about why they won't talk when we return. WIP Sports Time, 818.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.